This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by eBags. Your journey starts here. Save $20 off of $99 with code MMANUTS16 at eBags.com. Tire Buyer. Tire buying made easy. Save 7% off with code MMANUTS7 at TireBuyer.com. Liquid Web. Get your website online. Save $49 off any VPS plan using code BINGO49 at liquidweb.com. Defense Soap. Used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 303.
303!
Sorry, took your line. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Grun. And my show, my MMA 4MMs, man.
We're all messed up.
Thank you very much.
Sorry.
I've been on this submission and I haven't been on.
That's it.
I'm gonna walk up.
See you later.
Thanks for playing.
We're
a little rusty.
Well, we're noting how late it is. See, it's a problem because we do the show at Sunday nights and then sometimes I arrive too late. Shit happens and we get to chatting and it's like we do a whole show or two before we start the show. And we're like, oh my God, we were supposed to do a show.
Talk about this, we're gonna talk about some sponsors, that, you know.
Bullshitting about, you know, whatever.
Yep.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Yes. 303, which is what I meant to say earlier.
303.
How's it going, Matt?
Phenomenal. It's like the best day ever. Every day.
Perfect.
Isn't it?
Hey, living the dream, right?
That's right. Every day of my fucking life.
We were talking about the Olympics. So have you been watching still?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Phelps.
Didn't he get a silver?
He got... five gold and one silver at this Olympics. So, yeah, he should totally not come back to the next one. What's scary is he's doing so well. Even him in another 4 years could still be fucking ultra competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that guy's competitive drive. There's that meme going around of him, like, staring the one dude down, like, on the web.
Did you see someone got a tattoo of that?
No.
On their calf.
Oh, that's awesome. So... Yeah, I mean, and then there's that picture of him fucking driving forward, and there's the caption is like, winners look for the finish, and losers look at the winners, mm-hmm. and there's a picture of the other dude looking at him. I mean, that's pretty dramatic, like the whole thing. I mean, that guy's a beast in the One thing I wish they would do, because I don't have a good perspective of how fast they're actually moving, either give me a speed indicator under there, or there has to be something to give me a reference. Because I don't know how fast they're going. How fast?
I should swim next to them. And then you have, like, it's a banana for scale. You need the average human to swim.
Exactly. You know? So by the time you get to the end, they're already finished with five laps.
Oh, fuck. It would be like, I don't know if you saw that, Katie Ledecky swimming the 800
I did.
For the women, where she beat the rest of the field by 10 seconds.
It's crazy.
Something ridiculous.
I don't know. Dude, she might be on some next level shit.
Phelps is for sure. Like, he's 31. And did you see the other guy who was 35 from the U.S. who won the 50 free? He got one when he was 19 years old and then won the gold medal in the 50 free. Stopped swimming for X amount of years. Came back at 35. Won the gold medal again. Hmm. What does that tell you? And why does the U.S. dominate all the fucking swimming events? It's kind of weird. We're just crushing right now.
Is there another country that used to be better at us?
No.
Russia, maybe?
No.
No.
And Russia's not even doing that well this year. I think they're fourth or fifth in medal count.
Yeah. We have over 50, I think, total. And China's right there, ass. Like around 40 or something. But it ebbs and flows, obviously. But I like watching this stuff. I mean, the one thing that was interesting to me is somebody had posted on Facebook a comparison of, like, gymnastics from the 60s to now. Like, side-by-side video. Mm. Just Google it. You'll find it. It's ridiculous. They were doing, like, such simple shit back 40 years.
Handstand.
And now it's, like, five flips flying around. I mean, these girls and guys are doing such crazy shit. It doesn't even seem humanly possible. So it's literally, like, the evolution of the species. Just like any sport, really, you look back, you start to realize how far we're just redlining, you know, the possibilities. So...
Did you say red eyeing is Bob Costas? Do you remember the last Olympics when he had the red or the pink eye?
Yeah.
I think his eye is jacked up. He looks fucked up. How old? That guy's like 68. He's still doing these goddamn Olympics.
Well, three times, I think, in this past week when he was signing off, I've noticed he would stumble through a few things. And he's like, oh, it's late. And I'm wondering,
he
like,
said some, that today.
Something's
he fucked
going
up.
On. Yeah. So, like, either he's working too hard for how old he is or, think, you know, something's going on there. Like, he's not known for...
no, having those kind of issues. Shit together, right? Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, he looks way old. They gotta probably have to find somebody, you know, or double time.
Well, I think that's why they're Ryan Seacresting it. But he only is allowed to beach. If you notice that, Seacrest, you only get the beach. You don't get in the fucking studio. Fuck you.
That's how it started with. Was it Dick Clark? That's how that shit started. And look what happened.
What?
The New Year's thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Start stroking out.
Bob, you should like take out some life insurance. I think your days are numbered, sir. When Ryan Seacrest is flown in, it's like, ah.
Yeah. You're like, fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
The passing of the torch, per se.
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah. So let's talk a little news, shall
Good.
We?
Good.
What we're going to start with. Well, let's start with this.
Go ahead.
In recent developments, Ning Guanyo, failing drug test for clenbuterol. USADA says, no suspension. You're from China. Your meat is tainted. It's all good. How do you feel?
I feel awesome because this is what Frank Mir tested positive for. So that tells me Frank Mir, he's going to be back to fighting, which he probably shouldn't be. They should probably just suspend him for 2 years just for his own sake and health. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay with this. Less drug testing. And didn't you say Tim Kennedy got a surprise drug test?
Yes. USADA showed up at his front door and he was like, bitch, get the fuck off my lawn. Who are you? And he
pulled a gun out of him.
Yeah, a rifle, I think, even was up.
Well, here's a question. If he fucking kills someone from USADA, totally by accident, does that end USADA drug testing? Because we don't want to be sneaking up on people. And you don't want to be sneaking up on Tim Kennedy.
Yeah, you know, he's been in some shit, and I think ISIS is after him. And, you know, I wonder if he's one
I think he thinks ISIS is after him. I'm not sure if they are.
Hey, thinking you think and having gun access and having training, that's plenty. So I would say you should be worried about that guy. And I wonder, is he one of those dudes that's, like, holed up in his house at night?
Just I'm sure.
Like, you know?
Is he going to get more or less drug testing? Because this may be a thing to note, the rest of you UFC fighters, keep an eye on how many times Tim Kennedy gets drug tested going forward. I'm not saying you want to pull a gun on them, but you might want to pull a gun on them. Honest mistake.
Well, they do pull some stupid shady shit. They should know better in this day and age.
Like, yeah, don't show up. Well, that's the premise of the drug testing, is to show up unannounced at someone's house, but Jesus Christ, this isn't the guy to do it to.
No, and the way the story read was this dude was sneaking up to his house. Like,
right.
Different if you just walk up to the front door and ring the doorbell. But if you're like poking around and, I don't know, looking through windows or whatever the fuck he was doing, I mean, dude, you're in trouble, man. So, yeah, USADA, you haven't given us your USADA watch.
Yeah, I didn't look this week.
Haven't been keeping an eye on that?
But John Jones just gave us an Instagram update about his USADA problems.
Mm.
He just said, we have found out lots of really good news, and I'm expecting to be back in the octagon really soon. Talking about his drug test.
Did he move to China and we didn't know about this?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just asking, what does that mean? Because it made me feel like he's getting a 6 month or less, or could there be some weird, hey, my sample got rubbed up against Brock's, because they did tests for the same thing, and maybe his sample got tainted. Come on, Ingo, he's innocent! Innocent until proven guilty!
I don't know.
The man did nothing wrong! Why does God keep doing these things to him?
I don't know.
It's a test!
It's a test, yeah. It's always a test, Matt.
He's the greatest of all time. Blasphemy if you say something different.
Hey. He's got to have fights to continue to be the greatest. So
does he? Well, could he check out right now and still be the greatest?
Mm.
He beat everybody. The only person that he didn't beat in division was Matt Hamill.
See?
And he didn't fight Anthony Rumble Johnson. No. So
I would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Good news is a lot. You know, well, wait, though, because we didn't never got officials, like, amount of time, right? Did they ever say it was 2 years, 4 years, six
for what?
Years? For Jones.
He never got a hearing yet.
Right, so good news to him would be like, we were going to suspend you for life, but now it's only 4 years. Who knows?
I'll be back. But they said he missed out on so much money. If he would have fought at UFC 200, they said he would have made over $10 million.
Oh, yeah.
And again, think, I don't know if he lost any more sponsors. This guy gets sponsors, loses them. Gets sponsors, loses them. I don't know what his sponsor situation is, but come on. How is the guy making a living now? Or did he make so much money in the past?
Maybe, but that begs the question, too, of is he so reckless with his personal life? Can he be not reckless with finances? Is that possible? I don't know.
I doubt it.
Probably goes hand in hand, right? Yeah. Reckless is just reckless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then there was some resolution in his drag racing case.
Yeah.
I want to say he got 60 more hours of community service. And
he's going to keep talking to kids about how, you know, he's a changed man and things are good.
He is.
Maybe another Ariel Helwani walk in the park is coming our way. So
I'm telling you. He's clean as a whistle.
Oh, that kind of... It's related. Okay. Relating to sponsor money, I was just reading something about Ben Henderson. Did you read this article?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was saying that he didn't quite make as much money as he thought in his first fight in Bellator from his sponsorship, but it was about as much as he would have made from Reebok. And he's trying to kind of figure out where the landscape is right now moving forward with all this new money because these guys pulled out of the UFC and... Now they're a little gun shy about spending this large cash amount, you know, as far as general sponsorship goes. So it sounds like grass isn't always greener on the other side for some fighters. And I wonder, is that for everyone or is that Ben? Is he kind of.
Well, he also only had his gym sponsor him.
Sure.
So I don't know if he didn't have enough time or what, but I would think if you had previous sponsors in the UFC that he should have been able to contact them and get some sponsorship. So I have no idea. Plus, he's not the champion, you know?
Good point.
So maybe that weighs a little into this equation.
Hmm.
I would think if I'm an MMA sponsor, I'd sponsor Benson Henderson. If you want that clean-cut guy, if you're a fucking toothpick brand. I think he has a toothpick sponsor.
Is there such a thing? I don't even know.
Because, you know... Customize, get the Benson Henderson.
Okay.
The smooth pick or whatever.
Oh, it's probably like a bendable toothpick.
Sure.
Right?
Fold that'd be half. Awesome. See?
You can tuck it up in your
fold it up and stick
it back
in.
There.
Like some cha, some long cut cha.
Weird times in MMA with this whole sponsorship. So, what else you got?
Why does Shane Carwin want to fight us?
I don't know. Because he loves us, Matt. Maybe he thinks we talk too much shit about him.
I can't help steroid use.
Mm.
I'm not saying he did steroids, but are you fucking kidding me? Look how big that guy is. His hands are the biggest ever.
Who's not doing steroids?
Everybody's doing steroids. And people get pissed off about us. People are making comments about that. We were talking about the Robbie Lawler, Tyron Woodley fight. You can't just say fucking Robbie Lawler was on the juice. What the fuck? Everyone's on steroids. Just deal with it.
Yeah,
the fuck? We can say whatever we want.
They're all on something. And there's not. I'm not judging. I mean, shit. What are you going to do, man?
No, I'm all for steroids. I prefer them. I want a steroid league, goddammit.
A steroid league.
Just do it under doctor supervision so we're not having heart attacks at age 42.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's obvious when a guy is like a shell of himself. I mean...
Alistair Overeem, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, have you seen pictures of him recently?
Shell of himself.
What is he weighing in at for this heavyweight title fight?
230, at best.
With pants on?
He was 265.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, Jesus.
The incredible shrinking man.
Yeah.
There is a stark example of what could be and what is.
Someone posted a video up, like, detailing him going through his career in Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you see the up and then the down. Like, about 2006, I think, we've discovered the horse meat. And, and then now, oof.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Sure.
But still a hell of a fighter. To show that, you know, you don't always need the performance-enhancing drugs to be one of the best.
No, but it certainly helps.
Oh, fuck yeah. And it's much more entertaining. I would rather see that Uberim than this more cautious, I don't even know what he is now, average Ream. He's not even. He's going back to the 205. Could he drop down to 205 then?
Probably could. I would say yes.
Jesus Christ. That's a scary thought. Overeem at 205.
Hey, man.
Mixing it up.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
So, another thing I want to talk about. It appears that a fighters union or association has officially launched. How do you feel about that? Because it looks like it's being head up by like some old sports agents and who are these guys?
It's being endorsed by all the other major leagues associations, so like NFLPA, hockey, baseball, basketball, all are going to lend support.
EPA.
The challenge is, so there's like that Nate Quarry one, like they have their own.
Yep.
And these two aren't going to play nice, so we're going to run two different independent ones.
God.
And Conor McGregor came out and said he could possibly support a union at some point, but not now is what it sounded like. He's too interested in himself, of course. But I just don't see how these things work if you don't have a bunch of stars, because what is it going to take? It's going to take a strike. And do you think you're ever going to see a strike in, let's just call it the UFC, because that's what this group is focusing on, is the UFC. Are you ever going to see a strike in the UFC?
Doubtful.
Right.
They'll just replace them.
Scabs.
Yeah. It's happened in football, other sports. Baseball, right? It happened. You know, football, it happened. Did it happen in hockey? No.
I think hockey. No, they held out, though.
Yeah.
And then they came back for a real shortened season.
Mm-hmm. I don't see this working with multiple unions or associations. I think they have to have one big one that just encompasses everybody everywhere. Yeah. But you're right. You're not gonna get this thing moving unless the big dogs. And what would be the incentive for somebody that's making a shit ton of money to be part
of
the union?
There is none. Like, yeah. If you're Conor McGregor, unless you cared that much about the other fighters that are on your team.
Yeah.
There's no incentive. Like, it's going to hurt. With the exception, I'll say, to his media responsibilities. That's where it could help him.
Sure.
Hey, let's cut back on how much media you're doing so you don't have to focus, you know, 90% of your time on media or whatever it is those last 2 weeks, where you can just be focusing on training.
But couldn't a good agent do the same thing?
I would hope so.
Right.
You know, work that shit into your contract, because it's so ambiguous right now. Mm-hmm. Needs to be black and white. X amount of appearances. That's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from every fighter we've talked to off the record, and I won't mention names, but every fighter we've talked to have always said that the UFC contract is pretty much a fuck you in the ass, and they can do whatever they want, and it's written in their plain English that says, we will fuck you in the ass if we fucking want to. Do you still want to sign this contract? Because if you don't, we'll find somebody else who fucking will. So... it's pretty much that. So it's kind of, you know, so they could use some representation, but I don't know. I don't like this whole competing thing. It doesn't make any goddamn...
No,
there must be money in this, then. There has to be money involved. There's
probably, of course.
It's a competing...
But step one is you have to get one.
Yeah.
And this is that weird thought, too. When I was talking last week, I said, how do you get rid of USADA? Like, if I'm the new owners, I get a union started. Like, is this the...
I was thinking about you when I read that.
Is this the union that they're starting in the background?
Weird.
To get rid of USADA?
Every time, I feel like we were doing a show and people are like, mm-hmm. There's
that guy's making a good point. Run with it.
That Matt guy.
Print it. One and done.
Yeah. So we shall see. I think it's going to take a while to hash this shit out. So.
Yeah, I don't see that happening in 2016, 2017. Maybe by 2018, unless this new ownership forces the issue.
Yeah.
But what is their incentive? Like, why would they? I mean, it's only going to cost them more money if there is a union
fighters.
Or an association. Yeah.
Well, because as a group, they have a lot of power, but you have to have a group. So it's a little scary, I think, in the beginning, because you risk, you know, kind of ostracizing yourself, because if you go along and then there's a whole group that doesn't, now you're the outlier, and it's like, whoa, did I just fuck my career up because I'm becoming part of a union, you know? And it's scary. You're going to need... What if all the champions just said, you know what, fuck you guys? That would be a good start,
right.
But that's
not going to happen. No. They're getting paid. They have no reason or incentive. The only reason would be, like we were saying, it would be their media obligations. If that becomes too much and that's the center of their bane of existence, like, fuck, I want out. And this is a path to possibly put some protections in, or you want your likeness, like Randy Couture.
That's a good one.
Or John Fitch, where we would just fire you. Oh, you and AKA, goodbye, Cain Velasquez. I don't know who this fucking guy is. He ain't fucking signing in UFC.
Chaos.
Yeah.
What else you got?
There was a report of Chael Sonnen versus Nick Diaz. It happened. You have any interest in this fight?
No. Do you?
No.
Why?
It's like the most non make sensible fight. That's right. I'm making words up as I go
with
along.
You.
I don't. I'm just like short circuiting on that one. Chael Sonnen, Nick Diaz. Why? You have two guys coming back from fucking drug suspensions. They should not be fighting each other in the first place. I really don't even want to see Chael fight again.
Nah.
I mean, yeah. I don't mind watching him in a grappling tournament, but I feel like you're wasting a Nick Diaz fight. Like, why would you put Nick against Chael? What if Chael just takes him down and grinds out a decision? You've put another stain on a Diaz. You want someone to strike with Diaz. You don't want someone to come out and fucking take him down.
No.
And they both like each other. That's the other issue. They do business together.
Oh. In the grappling circuits?
No, I think like in the t-shirt circuit.
Ah, okay.
I think he was selling t-shirts for Diaz's.
Oh,
at
nice.
Least one of them, if not both.
Okay.
But.
No, I don't like it. I think Chael peaked around that Anderson Silva, John Jones mm-hmm. window. You know, that was, I've had enough. I don't see any reason to see that anymore.
Don't taint the man's career. There's too many drugs. I don't know if he passed that first drug test, too. He said, it's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was basically clean when they tested me. He said, I pass the first one, then I'm golden. But I don't know if I'm going to pass that first one.
You never know with him, though.
No.
No.
And GSP just officially threw himself back in the USADA testing pool.
Oh, good.
So, he's coming back.
All right.
Or at least he notified USADA to drug test him. Yeah, to be drug tested.
Wouldn't mind seeing him and Nick go at it, you know?
That's another good one.
I like that.
Could happen. I'd be more interested in that one than this fucking Chael fight. Mm-hmm. What else? You got any other news?
I'm out. All tapped right. out.
Let's talk about UFC 202.
Yes, happening August 20th at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ticket sales don't look to be going very well. I went to Ticketmaster.com and just pulled up it. I want to say there is a good 35 to 40% of tickets still available, and we're a week away.
Well, you know, besides the top two fights, the rest of the card looks a little shaky. So
yeah,
that's...
I mean, because then the other fight is Donald Cerrone versus Rick Story, which is a little weird. And then
Tim Means fighting somebody I don't know.
Right. And whatever.
Yeah, that's about it.
But what do you? How do you feel about the promotion for this fight? Have you seen any?
What promotion, Matt?
Right.
It's a week away. What promotion?
Right.
What's
going on?
I don't know.
This is weird. It's been so quiet.
McGregor hasn't said shit that's made news. Diaz hasn't said shit that's made news, really. Nobody's talking any smack. There's no chaos. There's no hype. There's no videos. There's a couple of weird videos, which just seem pretty standard. Are we concerned? Is there, like, some sort of money problem?
Is there
an
injury? Is someone going to pull out, take another fight on short notice, and we'll have another excuse of why we... won or lost? I don't know.
It's weird. I find it very strange. McGregor was such an enigma, right? And now he's just kind of quiet.
Well, I wonder, I guess we'll see, but does the one loss taint his sales and his popularity?
They might. Two losses definitely would be potentially, you know, ending of his hype, but I don't know. They don't have any shit talking going on, and if they don't do that, I don't see how this sells. It just doesn't. I don't, you know... I don't think Diaz without the brash and McGregor without the chaos is and the lip service doesn't sell.
Mm.
The two guys need to. And why? Did they just both agree? Like, yo. But remember, McGregor was like all over fucking TV. He was on every goddamn show.
Yes.
Everywhere for the first, you know, few fights looking back. And did he negotiate himself into like. Media marketing, like zilchness, or what?
It's very awkward.
He said he spent $300,000 on this camp or something crazy.
Let's save it for the discussion. Let's go with the Anthony Johnson versus Glover Teixeira.
Yes.
What do you see happening here?
Oh, brother. I looked at this fight up and down. I tried to figure out who the fuck's going to win this thing. The one thing I will say, and the reason why I pick Glover, is because I've yet to see him quit. And I think this fight comes down to...
That's funny.
Who is going to be left standing after the chaos ensues of the first few minutes? Because both guys have ridiculous power. Glover, you know, I think he's pretty crafty standing up and on the ground. Rumble, obviously, huge, huge, huge potential for, you know, a lot of damage initially. But I think as this fight drags out, I think we'll see this go into the later rounds. And I feel like the advantages with Glover when that happens... Rumble has quit many times before, you know, and he's also flash KO'd guys, so I don't know. But I just feel like Glover's chin's pretty solid. The last time I saw him get into major, major trouble was that Maldonado fight.
And he brought that on himself.
Yes, he did, because he was trying to be cute, right? And it was like, oh, shit, I almost got knocked out. So he can be knocked out. Rumble could knock him out, but I'm going to say that it'll be exciting for a few minutes, and then it'll stall, and then I think that plays in the Glover's wheelhouse. And I don't know if he can finish Rumble, but I certainly think he can decision him, so I'm going to take him via decision. What say you?
Well, Bader also dropped Glover, too, because he got into a little firefight with him. That's my knock on Glover, is at times he'll just stand in that pocket and fucking trade. Like, you can't do that against fucking Rumble. And Rumble in the first round is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you got to really, if you're going to fight Rumble, I don't want to say you want to avoid him in the first round, but you got to make it through the first round.
Run away!
Because even DC struggled with the power. And I feel like Rumble has the kind of power that I don't think Glover has faced in any of the other fighters before.
No, I don't think so.
You know, when you look at that, I just wonder if Glover approaches this fight the same way he approached the OSP fight, where he would catch a kick, take him down. Like, he almost wrestle fucked him for a good part of this fight. But maybe does Rumble flip the switch and take him down? Like, oh, you know, I'm going to fuck you up a little bit.
He could, yeah.
So I'm kind of... It depends which way each guy's going to go. I'm leaning towards the Rumble. It's hard to say that he's going to knock out Glover, but I feel like Glover gets into that. It's not he's sloppy, but he's willing to engage more than he should at times.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just he'll sit in that pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if Rumble necessarily wants to throw any kicks, because Glover's really good at catching it and taking you down. But if it keeps it a boxing match, I favor the Rumble. I take him in the first round KO.
Nice.
Let's move to the main event.
Please. I feel like we're both kind of just like blah, bullshit. Blah, blah. What we really want to talk about is this thing, right? Diaz, McGregor, seriously. They're running it back. We just said there's not much promotion going on.
Right.
McGregor said he spent like $500,000 almost on fucking training camp. Obviously, it's not on internet service or video cameras, because we don't see it. What the hell's going on? Although,
he was posting videos.
Yeah, I saw the Facebook thing. He got some views on that live thing from a couple days ago. Did you see that? I reposted that on our Facebook. There was a lot of people tuned in for that. He was just randomly working out. And people watching him do fucking sit-ups and push-ups. It was weird. But whatever.
He's got a masseuse. Yeah. He's got a movement coach. He's got a nutritionist. He's got a million different sparring partners, and you know, you talk about how much money this guy has spent. It's like, Jesus Christ. So there's a lot going on here. Like, he's putting a lot of fucking money into this, and like,
yep.
This, because you got to think, if he loses this fight,
it could be over.
It's all over. But it's not to Nate. If he loses his fight, it doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-mm.
And one of the things going into this fight that I've been kicking around, like, I think about the mentality of the fighter, right? So Nate is finally getting a taste of, wow, I got some media obligations right now. Do I like this?
Mm-hmm.
Do I not like it? If I win, this continues and goes on a lot more. So I wonder how that works on him. And he's getting paid. Does he need to win? Not really. Does McGregor need to win? He needs to fucking win. If he loses again, he's fucked. His career is fucked. Mm-hmm. Like, he can't come back from two losses to Nate Diaz. There's no way. Mm-mm. But when I look back at, I rewatched that first fight, mm-hmm. and, you know, going into it, yes, Nate took it on short notice. Connor took it on short notice. Connor didn't have the right game plan coming in, and he fully understood that. Plus, he threw one leg kick. He threw a lot of oblique kicks, but he threw one leg kick. You're going to fight a Diaz brother? Leg kicks. And you can't fucking headhunt. And that's what he did. He had the, he thought he was going to knock him out in the first round. Did not happen. So I feel like, you know.
He beat him up pretty good, though.
Yeah, he did.
Diaz was fucked up. His face.
He just overthrew. Yeah. He overcommitted to everything, trying to get that knockout. But you can't knock out a Diaz. It's not a good game plan. So looking at this, I feel like he's got that championship mentality. He went back to the drawing board. He went back to the drawing board so hard, he's like, fuck your press conference. I ain't even going to come to your press conference. So they got the fight thrown off of UFC 200. That's how committed McGregor is. So he knows what it's like to be the champion. He's putting the work in. He's paying the money. He knows how much this means to his career. I really don't see him losing this time. There's no way. And if I'm McGregor, I'm throwing leg kicks. I'm approaching it how I approached the Chad Mendes fight, where he was working the body. Like, try to fucking stop Nate's mobility, chop his leg, fucking work the body, try to tire him out. And I'm going to say, how is the craziest way this fight could end? What is the most unlikely way this fight would
McGregor
end.
McGregor via submission.
Yes. You heard it here first. McGregor, fourth round, rear naked choke.
Wow.
Just to prove a point.
Okay.
He's going to fucking tire him out.
You think he can, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, that is certainly a tall order.
Is it blasphemy?
I don't know. But it's definitely, it's a bit out there. But, you know, I'll buy it for a dollar.
Thank you.
Yeah, you kind of said the thing that worries me about this fight for McGregor. Early, you said that he has invested so much energy and effort into making this happen because he needs to win. And I feel like anybody who's at that point of like desperation is going to make mistakes and is going to press and is going to have a situation that's going to end up potentially causing him to lose, because a guy like Diaz, who just shows up and is like, oh, whatever, fuck it, let's do this thing, he can relax and he can play his game and he can kind of, I don't know. I just feel like he's got a whole training camp. He's bigger. He's got a ridiculous chin. His boxing is amazing. He can take punches. McGregor doesn't want to take this to the ground. That's too scary.
Yeah, and that's what happened the last time. It was McGregor's choice.
Yes.
To go to the ground, not Diaz's choice.
Exactly. I feel like Diaz can certainly beat McGregor. I don't see a knockout coming. I feel like he's going to box him up this time. Perhaps he'll have a little better head movement, not take so many punches to the face. Because when I rewatched it, I was kind of surprised by how much damage he took.
And that was Nate's game plan. He did that on purpose the first round. He said, yeah, I didn't have a training camp, so I'm going to start slow. So we Homer Simpsoned him.
That's crazy.
On purpose.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
that's so crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like McGregor could get tired too. And I don't know what's going to happen necessarily when these two have full training camps against each other. But I'd say Diaz comes in very relaxed, and his game plan, my guess, would be to get this to the ground. He'll box him up a little bit, and then he'll try to get it to the ground. Maybe use some sort of trips or whatever. And once that happens, it's a bad, bad world for McGregor.
Yeah. I feel Nate's going to be too proud to take it to the ground. I think he's just going to want to stand and bang.
Maybe, but you know what? He's kind of matured, so I'm kind of thinking maybe not. You know,
we'll
these
see.
Guys have surprised us. And one thing I like about where his head is at, he's been out there saying this a few times now, you guys all made fun of us because we were, like, holding out for our money, and here we are. He's like, yeah, McGregor offered, like, a little turbo injection to that, but I'm fucking making the money I deserve now. And I feel like he's grown, and when I see him out on these interviews and stuff, yeah, he's still got that, like, you know, 209 in him, but I see a matured man, and I'm kind of going, he's going to go in this fight with a game plan, and I'm telling you, it's going to be tough. And if McGregor feels that pressure of, man, it's slipping out of his hands, I feel like he's going to press again, and it's going to be a big fucking problem.
I don't know. I feel like he's going to rise. Like, the pressure will either break you or you'll rise above. I mean, he's the one who was able to knock out Jose Aldo in fucking 13 seconds,
He mind melt. Jose lost that fight before he ever got in that cage, though.
But he did that to everybody else along the way. True. Like, he was just fucking their heads. And then this one was one of those weird fights. Like, both guys took it on short notice. You just, wrong strategy, wrong game plan. Give both guys a full training camp. Now let's really see what's going to happen. So from that standpoint, I'm really fucking intrigued. I want to see it.
It's a big good fight. I wish the card was more solid because this fight alone, I don't think can carry the card, but it's pretty fucking good. If they had a couple other really good fights besides the two main ones, I think it'd be a top-notch card. And I'm excited. Do you think that if McGregor wins, there will be a trilogy?
There will be, but I don't know if the UFC is going to let that happen. I feel like he has to go back to 145 or he has to give up the belt, period. He has to fight for, you know, you can't just leave it out there.
True.
You know?
It'll be over a year probably by then.
You think he cares about that? Fight Jose. I think Dana said that was going to happen.
Did he?
That he made two statements. He said, after this fight, win or lose, McGregor's going back to 145. And what was the other one? Tyron Woodley is going to fight Wonderboy Thompson.
Okay. I like both
Remains
of those.
To be seen. Okay. So.
Fair enough.
I'm not bringing the Magic 8-Ball out today.
Ooh, he's going to totally mix it up.
Take that.
Fuck you, 8-Ball. Fair enough. So.
So I don't know if we have anything else to add on that fight.
Nothing.
All right.
I'm good.
Move right along.
We're losing this team. We got it.
I know. We'll fire up. Fire That's up. Nuts. It's only a quarter to midnight.
It's all good.
So, video came out of Chris Cyborg having a brutal weight cut to get to 140 pounds. And she's headlining another card against some woman that I've never heard of in Brazil. And it's going to be at 140 pounds again. Why is the UFC trying to kill Chris Cyborg?
Well, there's no reason to now that Rousey's kind of out of the mix. Why not just, I don't know. That's.
Can we just make a 145-pound division already, please?
Yeah. I'm for that.
Because she's never going to fight at 135, so I don't know why we play this game of and give the women an opportunity. They have two weight classes, 115 or 135. Give them a 45. Give them a 55. Give them a 65. I don't give a shit.
That's a big woman.
Well, she is, but why do we have to keep forcing them, and especially her, like... You know, you saw how brutal
he's getting angry. He's emotionally invested. He's like, you're hurting my girl.
You're hurting my girl. I feel like she needs to fight at 145 pounds. Make it a fucking title fight. And then against someone relevant. I don't even know who the fuck she's fighting. This is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
This is blasphemy. 145 or go fuck yourself, UFC. Give the woman her title. She's a champion. She's the best fighter in women's MMA. And they shit on her. Chris, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Nick Diaz versus Damian Maia. Who wins?
Oh, wow. I don't know, but I'd like to see that, and I don't want him standing up. I just want to see him on the ground. I want to see that shit on the ground. Dude, I would be 2 inches from the TV just like, what's going to happen? I don't even know. I'd love to see Damian's jiu-jitsu against Diaz just to see what the fuck would happen. Dude, Diaz is solid off his back, and Damian loves to be on top. Like, what the fuck would happen? I don't know. But I'm in. Let's do it.
All right. Beat Well, that's the problem. He's got to beat Condit. Uh-huh. Then he needs a title shot, and then he's got to fight Nick.
That's a lot of
work. That's a lot of work. But I don't think Damian's ever going to get the title shot, unfortunately. So maybe make the money fight.
Even if he wins.
Yeah, even if he beats Condit, they'll find another way to not give him a title shot. They keep fucking with him.
Yep.
What rock star would do the best in MMA?
Rock star?
Sure. Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike Goldberg?
Anthony Kiedis, maybe? He's pretty built.
Yeah, I think he's 50-something now, though.
Mac Danzig?
Yeah! Mother, tell your children not to fucking walk this way.
What the fuck that guy's name is? Rockstar. Shit, I don't even know any rock stars.
That's the thing.
I'm old.
Lemmy! He's coming back from the grave!
Ozzy Osbourne? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Did he pass the drug test? Old, you fuck.
No. Rockstar. Fucking A.
Why can't Michael Bisping stop talking about steroids? That's all that comes out of his mouth. Now, him fight Yoel Romero, he just does it, but I'm telling you, he's the biggest juicer there is in the fucking UFC.
Probably. He probably doesn't do roids. He probably got the EPO or some shit like this.
Why does he have a 38 beat per minute heartbeat? Or whatever the fuck it was. I think he's a vampire. He's a count, right?
Yeah.
The fucking count John Q, for all I know.
Maybe he's like Phelps.
Maybe. Fucking... Oh, there you go. How about an Olympic athlete? Which one would make a good UFC fighter?
Olympic athlete?
Sure. I don't know. I just saw there was some weightlifter who finished in third place who didn't make his lift, but he was happy that he did the bronze medal, ends up doing a backflip, and then like, I forgot what country it was from.
Oh, wow.
Maybe Lithuania? Is that a country?
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody dislocated their elbow, too, or something, I thought.
Did they?
In the weightlifting.
Nice.
I forgot that. I think that was the video, yeah, that I can't find. It was like fucking just shit gave out.
Maybe the swimming pool. Maybe those would be the best. The ones that were turning green.
Oh, yeah. Why were the pools green?
I guess some asshole poured a bunch of bleach in, and then all the algae started growing.
Why are they pouring bleach in the pool?
I don't know.
Can't be good for you.
No. Some contractor. I don't know.
Interesting.
Doing stuff. Ben Lee's asks, what do you make of Dana's recent comments regarding Woodley and McGregor? Who would you rather see Woodley fight out of Nick Diaz? What do you make of Dana's recent comments regarding Woodley and McGregor? I don't know. What are they? I'm going.
Oh, we just talked about it.
Okay, yeah. Great. Who would you rather see Woodley fight out of Nick Diaz, GSP, or Wonder Boy?
I like Wonder Boy.
Yeah, I agree. If McGregor wins the rematch with Nate, do you think Dana will keep his word and force him to fight Aldo for the featherweight title next, or set up the trilogy before then?
I think we got it. Well, they're both good. I think you can do both. You could do Aldo first and then come back to do
same night tournament.
Yeah, totally.
Three men enter. One man bleeds. Mm-hmm. Right out of rectum. Rodrigo Machado. It's time! Pound sign, nuts rule. Pound sign, Matt, sex machine.
Ooh,
pound sign, Ingo rape train.
Whoa.
You're the rape train.
What happened?
It's You're been driving like the rape train.
Perfect.
Would you rather have a rich douchebag girlfriend or poor caring girlfriend?
Girlfriend?
Yeah,
I'll take the rich girlfriend.
Fuck yeah. You can train her.
Yeah. But, you know,
if you're talking about,
like wife, then I'll take the poor one. But the girlfriend, I mean, you can get new girlfriends.
Or rape train her.
That too.
What? You can't say that. Would you rather be guaranteed a really hot wife or a rich wife?
It's like similar question.
Yeah, I know.
I have to think about that.
I'll tell you. Rich wife. Because let me just tell you. The dating process when you're back in the day, and if you're dating like a really hot chick, it's a fucking pain in the ass. Especially if you're like a bouncer at a bar and she wants to be all gabby-gabby with every guy in a bar. Mm-hmm. Then you're fucking beating people off of her the whole fucking night. It's a lot of work if you're dating a really hot chick, is what I'm trying to say.
I agree.
A lot of fucking work. Especially when they're a little loose.
Yeah. It's not worth it, man.
No. Go with a solid 8. Don't go for the 10s. Would you rather fuck in cowgirl position, Kat Zagano or Gina Carano? Their names are both pretty similar.
Yes.
Would you rather fuck in doggy style, Rhonda or Misha? Ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Probably Rhonda.
Really?
Grudge fuck.
Okay.
Make her a do something bitch. Can you say that?
Can you be a do something bitch?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That sounds rape training.
I feel like this is a good time for the end of the show to make these kind of comments.
We're going to slide here. Good thing we don't start the show with this.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to run it back.
No.
I'm going to start at Rodrigo Machado.
Okay, great. Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank
you. Get some knowledge.
Knowledge? I'm thinking. No. Do you have any?
No. Let's just get out of this. Okay. Let's run away as fast as we can from the show.
That's been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.